told our Jen Griffin that we are closer to the resumption of major combat operations after what took place this week. Iran launched a missile and drone attack on the UAE.
Fox's Aisha Hajni at the White House. Gas up 3 cents overnight, landing at $4.48 a gallon. That's the national average from AAA. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 63 degrees with partly cloudy skies, and we'll get a look at our forecast here in just a few minutes. Well, Pensacola will be throwing a big party for its American Idol star on Wednesday. The whole country will be watching. Keela Fest is happening after Keela Richardson punched her ticket into the top three on American Idol last night. She had two powerhouse performances, including Ike and Tina Turner's River Deep, Mountain High. She also performed Stevie Wonder's Living in the City as a duet with Taylor Hicks. That earned high praise from Idol judges as well. Keela Fest happening Wednesday, starting with a parade at 4 p.m. down South Palafox, followed by a free concert. That'll be at the Hunter Amphitheater behind Maritime Park. And, of course, American Idol cameras will also be around the area filming the homecoming celebration. Well, Pensacola's airport trying to fill the void left by Spirit Airlines' abrupt shutdown over the weekend. Spirit accounted for roughly 7% of seats flying in and out of Pensacola. Airport officials say other airlines have stepped in to cover some of Spirit's routes. Pensacola does still have several airlines to choose from operating out of the Pensacola airport. And officials say passenger growth is still ahead of last year, despite losing Spirit Airlines. Well, new natural care options could be on the way. A new law would open more options up. This report from Chris Bryan.
Florida may soon license naturopathic doctors again. More than 60 years after ending that practice, the bill sets strict limits, banning naturopathics from prescribing drugs, performing surgery, or using anesthesia. Supporters say it expands care options. If signed, it takes effect December 31st and lowers the penalty for practicing without a license to a second-degree misdemeanor. Chris Bryan, News Radio, 92.3.
Well, this week is National Correctional Professionals Week in Escambia County, honoring the men and women who work in its jail, community corrections, and work annex divisions. The observance was established by President Ronald Reagan in 1984 to recognize corrections professionals whose work frequently goes unnoticed by the public. Corrections Director Chief Rich Powell says the department staff shows unwavering dedication and professionalism no matter what challenges they face. And it is 7:34 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We are going to have mostly sunny skies today with a high near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, 10% chance of a stray sprinkle, high near 83. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. For Thursday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 82 degrees. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 63. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And at 7:35 now, let's check in with John Pickens, who's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, but if you're on 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a 12-minute delay. Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, 8-minute delay, and Avalon Boulevard southbound approaching I-10 with a 7-minute delay. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, experiencing about an 8-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have mostly sunny skies today with a high near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, 10% chance of a stray sprinkle, high near 83. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. For Thursday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 82 degrees. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 60.
And we've got 65 degrees right now, Partly cloudy skies, your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong said the company will cut roughly 14% of its workforce, citing a combination of market volatility and how AI is quickly changing how the company operates. The move comes ahead of Coinbase's first quarter earnings, which the company is scheduled to report on Thursday. Ferrari beat Wall Street's first quarter earnings expectations and reconfirmed its guidance for the year. The sports car manufacturer reported adjusted earnings per share of $2.72 and revenue of nearly $2.2 billion during the first quarter. And more from the car sector, BYD reported that it delivered just over 314,000 new energy passenger vehicles in April, a 15.7% year-on-year decline as competition gets more intense. Meanwhile, Leapmotor and Zeekr posted new highs in monthly sales, while Xiaomi also saw gains. Futures are slightly higher as markets react to numerous solid earnings results. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top. Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you. On your phone, on your computer, wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk.
Good morning, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Chip Simmons, who is the Escambia County Sheriff, who has been, unfortunately, necessitated a lot of activity on social media, putting out stories, explaining the law, teaching people what they did not know, all of which is very important. We'll get to it. But, Chip, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Great. Let's first talk about the one that I think probably caught the most people by surprise, mm-hmm. which this really bizarre case involving a corrections officer from Santa Rosa County and child abuse. And as you investigated that case, you found out that the daycare where these children were going, a 1- and a 3-year-old, that what you tell me, because now we've had the daycare worker operator has been arrested because of failure to report, right?
Well, that's it. Yeah. If you recall, we had a Denisha Blunt, I believe is her name. We had a Denisha Blunt that took a 3-year-old into a medical facility to get some. You got me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah. So we had one lady, Denisha Blunt, bring a 3-year-old into a medical facility for some treatment. And when the medical staff became suspicious, she took off of that child, if you recall.
Yep.
So they went to Santa Rosa County, tried the same thing. We used some of our license plate readers to help us identify where that car is, stopped it. And then we launched an extensive investigation because all we charged them with at this point was felony neglect
okay.
for the care. We're still trying to piece together exactly who committed the crime of the child abuse in the first place. In doing so, we contacted the individuals at the daycare, the Children's Point Learning Academy, where we understood that the three-year-old and the one-year-old was actually attending. And when we did so, we talked to a number of the workers there, including the director, and found out that they had documented on at least three different occasions that we could see some bruising and some suspected abuse, and even took photographs of that. But what they did not do, what the director did not do, Tanisha Woods, she did not report, and she's mandated to report by state statute any abuse because of her position. She's supposed to report it and identify herself.
How does that happen? I mean, if you know enough to document the abuse, you recognize abuse, you know your mandatory report as your position as a child, like three different times?
Three different documentation.
Good Lord. These kids are being abused, and somebody who is in an official position to know and do something to stop it does nothing. Except,
they
takes the information.
They took pictures of it.
Yeah.
And then did not do the number one thing you're supposed to do, and that's report it to the abuse hotline. I don't have any excuses.
Yeah.
For anyone like that.
It sounds like she wouldn't have been the only one. I mean, it sounds like
there were other employees there, but the thought there is the other employees told the director, and the director
was supposed to do it. Report. Okay.
And again, we didn't want to really get into that
too much. Okay. But then you said something when you put out this video yesterday that this was the part that caught me by surprise, is you said, and I knew that teachers and social workers and law enforcement officers and judges medical personnel all have an obligation to report child abuse. Of course, that's right. Been that way for forever. But you said that anybody over the age of 18, any citizen, any person in the state is obligated to report child abuse to the abuse hotline. Is that?
That is correct. That law changed a couple of years ago, as I recall. It used to be certain people in positions, again, you talked about medical professionals, law enforcement, teachers, they were mandated to report. Now, everyone over the age of 18 is a mandatory reporter, but you can do it anonymously through the abuse hotline that I just mentioned. But if you were in those positions in law enforcement, daycare workers, you not only have to report, but you also have to, you cannot do so anonymously.
Okay. And I looked at, because this is what I do, chapter 39.201, a person is required to report immediately to the central abuse hotline established in writing through a call to the toll free. You can report it anyway, but if any of the following has occurred, child abuse, abandonment, neglect, and it goes on by an adult other than parent, by anybody, it says a person. So we are all, and I listen, my job is to know everything that happened. I don't remember this law going into place, but this means that essentially you're committing a crime if you fail to report.
Yes, you're violating a violation of state statute.
That's correct. That's a very important PSA that people don't know about.
I love that. We need to be able to protect our children. And we have, unfortunately, over the last couple of months, not just in Escambia County, but I think Santa Rosa County had a brutal child abuse case as well.
Yeah.
And we need to be able to protect our children. People need to understand they have a responsibility that, again, basically, if you see something, then you need to say something. In this particular case, you need to report to the abuse hotline. And then they'll be followed up on.
Absolutely. No, and again, I just, to clarify, in case it hasn't been made abundantly clear, if you are an adult and you suspect that there is abuse, abandonment, or neglect going on with a child, you're obligated by law to report it, or you are now guilty of a criminal violation. And that's relatively new. So to the abuse hotline. But you can do it anonymously.
That's true. And I will tell you, some people don't know. Is it abuse, or is it discipline, or is it a horseplay? I can tell you that Gulf Coast Kids House has a free training on their website on what to look for. So if you've got time, please go to the Gulf Coast Kids House. They can give you some pointers on what to look for if you're not sure. To me, I would, if you're not sure, then I would go ahead and report it, and then they can take a look at it.
And by the way, that includes sexual abuse as well, to make sure that we're clear about that.
Yeah, you cannot weaponize this. Remember, you cannot intentionally report abuse that didn't
take place. False reports are a crime, too.
False reports are a crime, right. So because we've had situations where people want to get someone in trouble, or there's a custody battle, there's all sorts of things. But again, what we want to do at the bottom line here is to protect our children.
We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Florida West. Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to create high-wage jobs, private capital investment that grows Escambia County's tax base. Still dealing with the accident on I-10 westbound right past the Avalon Boulevard exit.
starting to see some slowdowns there on I-10 westbound and 98 westbound coming into Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a 12-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Sean. By the way, it is 1-800-962-2873, or if you want to think about it this way, it's 96-ABUSE. You spell it out on your phone, 96-ABUSE. Back to Sheriff Chip Simmons. We had another incident also involving a, you know, kind of advisory. This one I think most people might know, but as far as the law goes, you had two different incidents. One with the Oakwood Terrace shooting from a couple of months ago now, a couple weeks ago anyway. And there you have a woman who's being been charged with assisting, you know, picked up a gun.
Assisting, and to say the least.
Yeah, facilitating, yeah. Almost coordinating.
In fact, we put a little video excerpt out, two different ones of her assisting. And, you know, if you want to know what assisting looks like, it's giving someone a gun to go involve yourself in a shootout. And then also from a separate individual that has already been shot and laying on the ground, going and picking up his gun and then discarding it. That's a crime.
Damaging evidence, destroying, hiding evidence,
obstruction of investigation. Yeah. That's correct. So, all of the above.
So rearming the people involved in the illegal activity and destroying the evidence that they were involved in it after the fact. Both. If you help a felon, you
become a felon. That's a lot of felon right there.
Yeah.
She did a lot of obstructing.
Well, I don't know. I was just here in my shower cap watching. No, we see. You know, yeah. We see what happened. But you had another case too, where a mom transported her son accused of murder across many state lines, right?
Yeah, I remember this is the guy we caught over in Phoenix, Arizona, and people were like, well, why did it take you so long to find him? Well, because mama came from Montgomery, picked him up the very next day, took him to Montgomery, then he went, I think, to Houston and then to Phoenix, and he was going to try to go to El Paso, but we were able to, Marshall's Task Force, we were able to pick him up over there. So we ended up charging Mama. Her name is Sonia Cross McAdoo of Montgomery with principal to the murder because we have what we think is really good evidence that she knew mm-hmm. what took place. And the very next day, she comes to town, pick up Junior, and take him over to Montgomery.
So when you tell your kids, hey, if you get into trouble, I don't care what you did, just make sure you call me. Don't include in that a promise to travel them across state lines to avoid law enforcement.
Well, and people make decisions, and mm-hmm. ultimately you find yourself in jail and in prison because of it.
Crazy, crazy. And connected to a murder. It's a very serious case. You also had a kind of an odd case, but we need to talk about it, of some kids in a van, in a white, you know, kind of like a molester's van, basically, offering candy to other kids as part of a TikTok challenge?
Yeah, I wasn't aware. I'm not much of a TikToker, as you can imagine, but we got a report.
I don't know. I see you for the dance videos.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm out there. I can tell you that we got a report that there was a white car with a couple of white guys in it behind a school bus, and then when a kid got off a school bus right in his front yard, and it was on video, the kids pulled up and offered him candy. And we're like, well, that seems odd. Why would you do that? Now, you know, a lot of kidnappers don't necessarily follow that close to the school buses. However, we wanted to check it out.
Yeah.
And we wanted to make sure that this activity was not something more sinister. And what we were able to find out, because a lot of these buses have cameras, fortunately, and this car also passed a different bus. We were able to get his tag. We didn't use our license plate readers. We actually just ran the tag. And we talked to him, and I said, yeah, it's a TikTok challenge. And apparently they come up on school kids, offer them candy, and see what they do. I guess watch them run or, you know, see their reactions. How stupid is this?
Yeah.
You know, and it's not the first TikTok challenge that I've said those particular words. How stupid is that? There's one about kicking doors in. There's a bunch of different acts of stupidity that you see on social media. This particular one, we were able to talk to them. We talked to the kid's family, the 10-year-old's family, explained to them what was going on. We talked to the kids and that did this, and talked to their families. And well, there's not necessarily a crime. You know, it's not a crime to ask a kid if he wants candy.
Right.
It's just one of those things where we want to make sure that we ran it down.
Well, and if you're in any vehicle, but a suspicious-looking vehicle, and, I mean, you know, parents carry guns. Parents get upset. You know, parents or just, you know, they don't like the fact that you're offering their kid candy. You know, they wouldn't be justified, but you can see how somebody could get hurt over this because it can be very easily understood as a bad thing.
And even if it's not deadly force, even if it's just a confrontation,
right?
I will tell you that if I see someone talking to my kids mm-hmm. and they're driving away, I might actually get in the car and follow them until I can contact authorities. And who knows how that those types of situations could end. So, right? Yeah, it could be you put people in fear. And when you put people in fear for their children, people react a lot different than they normally would.
You you had a takeover at Cordova Mall. I know it's in the city. Of course, you used to be the chief of police. You successfully thwarted or discouraged them from going to the beach, but I guess they changed venues and went to Cordova Mall or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's the same people. Apparently, it's another one of those social media things where let's all meet up here, let's all meet up mm-hmm. there. They have been meeting up at the beach. They've been youngsters have been meeting up at the beach, been meeting
which
up
is
at
lawful,
the mall.
In and of itself.
Yeah, you can certainly go to the beach. The problem is when you get large crowds, they get a little bit unruly. And the case at the mall, and I'm not going to speak entirely for the Pensacola sure. Police Department, but as I understand, a bunch of fights took place, and you've got to be able to maintain order. And that's the same thing we said at the beach. We're not going to tolerate it. We're going to have plenty of deputies out there, and if you violate the law, you're going to go to jail. Yeah, it's just as simple as that. This is not going to be a Panama City and a Jacksonville and a Daytona Beach where they think they can just go there and be lawless. We're not going to tolerate that kind of thing. We invite people to go to the beach. You can hang out. You can do most anything as long as it's legal.
You know, my dad, who was a pastor, and back in a long time ago, he'd ridden with the police and was like the police chaplain back in like Michigan. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, the one thing you need to understand about the police is we don't pay them to lose street fights.
Yeah, yeah.
and they don't. Yeah. That's, you know, that's...
Well, and here's my thought. I always want to... I feel like people have elected me as a sheriff to police this community the way they would expect to be policed, mm-hmm. and to treat people like they're the family, and how safe do you want to be when you go to the beach, when you go to the mall, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to do whatever we can to make sure that your stay at the mall or at the beach or wherever it is safe, and we're going to continue to do so.
Absolutely. Last thing we just want to mention is you have a memorial coming up Monday. Is that right?
Yeah, Monday is the Escambia County Sheriff's Office Law Enforcement Memorial, 9:00 in the morning, right up front. The public's invited. We will honor those who made that ultimate sacrifice, gave the life in line for the residents of Escambia County.
Yeah, we learned from we learned from Sheriff Johnson yesterday that, you know, they're adding a name to their wall because they had an officer get a heart attack, and if you're on duty, connected to all that, the way that defines as being an on-duty loss. But remembering everybody who puts their life at risk every day. I mean, I've got a kid who wants to, you know, grow up and be a sheriff. I mean, you know, we think about these things pretty seriously.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to, if you recall, I called in last week because I was going to the state memorial because we are adding Jeremy Cassidy to our wall as well. He passed away late last year. And then we'll be having our memorial on Monday, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. the following Wednesday to add Jeremy Cassidy to the National Monument as well.
Very serious stuff. Sheriff, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, is always a pleasure keeping us safe, informing us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
All right. 7:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are an employer and you have employees, you have to deal with benefits, you have to deal with health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resources, payroll, you know, all the paperwork, red tapey kind of bureaucratic, let's just say crud that nobody likes to deal with, but it's important, right? It's important to your employees. It's important to their happiness and take care of their benefits, all of that stuff. Well, if you want to do it, maybe better, maybe cheaper, maybe both, I can't promise, call Torgerson Consulting. We have been using them here at News Radio in Cat Country for 5 years, and they've been fantastic. They honestly, they gave us better plans, choices that we didn't have before, better plans than we had before, and better customer service than we had before. And, you know, we love them. My wife, who is a detail-oriented person, as detail-oriented as an organizer, she's an industrial engineer by training. So she asks questions, and she wants to make everything make sense. And she gives them 2 thumbs up. She says they're fantastic. More than 20 years helping local businesses like yours manage all of this stuff. Find out if there's a way to do it better for no obligation review. 433-9996 or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on I-10 westbound, just west of the Avalon Boulevard exit. Traffic is slow through there, but it is moving. 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze, experiencing an 8-minute delay. And I-10 westbound again between Pine Forest and 9 Mile, experiencing about a 7-minute delay through that construction zone.
I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Join Katie Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care this morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care. Today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins.
MVR.
Weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Wake up and smell the coffee.
My new baby.
This is Maluma. I'm probably mispronouncing it, but I know, isn't it great?
I don't understand what he's saying.
I have no idea what the song is about, but I like the sound. But then again, as my wife would tell you, that's true for you even in songs sung in English. She's right.
Yeah.
She's right. I am the music and not the lyrics guy. Like, I can imitate the sounds and have no idea what the words are. 7:58 on News Radio 92.3. Happy Cinco de Mayo. It is the day when we all drink, Dos Equis and...
margaritas.
And margaritas and Taco Corona Tuesday. And eat tacos. And if we're willing to invest 6 hours of our lives, we make tamales. I'm not doing it this year, but I have in the past.
You have?
Oh, yeah. No, when my are tamales are them? Good. But tamales take forever.
That's fine. Start now.
Forever.
Start now.
Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning. President Trump says the U.S. has destroyed 7 small Iranian vessels. On Monday, the U.S. Central Command leader, Admiral Brad Cooper, said the military destroyed several vessels that had fired on U.S. warships in the Strait of Hormuz. He then strongly advised Iran to steer clear of U.S. forces. Gap co-founder Doris Fisher has died. She passed away over the weekend at the age of 94. She and her late husband opened their first Gap store in 1969. And apparently the man accused of starting the big Los Angeles Palisades fire was angry at the world, Andrew, because he didn't have a date for New Year's Eve. He also felt that he was being enslaved by the rich. 29-year-old Jonathan Rindernecht has pleaded not guilty on charges of starting the fire, but that fire did ultimately become one of the most destructive wildfires in U.S. history. He had apparently worked as an Uber driver and was ranting to passengers about the feelings.
All right, very good. And last night on American Idol,
for a once-in-a-lifetime hometown hero celebration is... Miss Pensacola,
Pensacola. I love that. I love Miss Pensacola. The concert's on, the parade's on
tomorrow. News every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio.